Blind Cool Tech 124, September 23, 05. Hey y'all, how are you? I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. Today we're going to take a look at Tootle Tiles, a new game that APH has just put into beta. And we would love to have your feedback and your opinions about how this game can be improved from what we offer as the initial beta. I'll give you the information on how to download and install this beta in just a moment, but first let me give you a little background and a demonstration of the game. Tootle Tiles is based on the ancient game of Mahjong. In fact, it's based on a solitaire version of Mahjong. For those of you who are not familiar with Mahjong, this is a game of tiles. There are actually 144 tiles in the set, and each tile has a representation on it. They're divided into suites and matching kinds of pairs. And the idea of the game is to eliminate the tiles by pairs, but there are some rules about how you can eliminate them. So let me talk to you a little bit more about the different tiles that are in the set. First of all, there are three suites of tiles. In the traditional Chinese character set, there are balls, bamboo, and characters. And there are ball one, ball two, all the way through nine. And there's four of each of these. So there's four ball ones, four ball twos, and the same goes with the bamboo and the characters. Now when it comes time to match them, you have to match a ball one with another ball one. And again, there's four ball ones in the entire tile set. Now in addition to the three suites, there are four seasons, and any season can match any season. And there are three dragons. Excuse the email coming in there. This is probably a little bit easier to explain through demonstration than it is just off the cuff like this, so we'll go right into the game. Before we do, though, let me explain to you the other rule about matching them. The layout of the board has a lot to do with how you match them. So let's think of this, these tiles as domino-like shaped. And you arrange these so there is a group of them laying on the table in approximately eight rows. And the only tiles that are eligible for matching are ones that you can slide to the left or the right. In other words, the ones on the outside. And the only ones you can also match are ones that are not covered up by any tiles. So here's the catch. In addition to that first layer, there's another layer on top of them. Then there's a third layer, a fourth layer, and a fifth layer. The fifth layer contains only one tile. So you cannot match any tile that's covered by another tile or that you cannot slide from left to right. Now, once you get into this game, the program actually provides you with audio cues about where you are on the board and which tiles are eligible. So let's start Tootle Tiles, and I'll just show you what I'm talking about. So we'll go to the desktop.
List view Tootle Tiles.
And Tootle Tiles is highlighted. We'll press Enter.
Tootle Tiles dialog. Tootle enter player's name edit. Unknown. Blind.
Okay, so enter player's name. This is for the Hall of Fame, so I'll put Larry. And this program can either be self-voicing or you can run it with a screen reader. We happen to be running it with JAWS right now. Anytime, though, you can just press the Alt key and there's a system menu.
Menu bar. Menu. Menu. Help topics. F1.
Help topics.
About.
About
self-voicing control plus F12.
self-voicing.
Speech settings dot 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 unavailable.
Speech settings is unavailable right now because it's not self-voicing.
Settings dot 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 alt plus s.
And there's some settings, well, let's just go through those and show you what
leaving
they are.
Leaving menus, settings, tool, tiles, dialog, tile set, list box, Emuville, expert, white.
So you can pick your tile set.
Emuville garden. Chinese.
And we'll just...
Bugs.
Well, the bugs are kind of fun. Let's do the bugs.
Skill level, list box, expert.
And just to make this demonstration go a little better, let's go to novice on this.
Intermediate, novice. Background color, list box, white.
And then the background color.
Sounds on, checkbox checked.
Sounds on.
Music on, checkbox not checked.
And I don't want the music on.
Okay button. Toodle tiles dialog. Toodle enter player's name edit. Larry, line.
And let's just go through the rest of these options here, actually.
Settings, dot, dot, check for update, dot, dot, dot.
And there's a check for update on our website.
Close alt plus F4.
And close.
Leaving
and
menu.
I'll talk about check for update in a moment. So we're back to the main intro screen here. We entered our name.
Selection list box, blind.
And here you can either pick blind.
Low vision.
Or low vision. We'll pick blind.
Blind.
Because that'll give us the description of where each of the tiles is and what level it's on and so forth.
Play Toodle Tiles button.
And then we can press play.
Black and level 4 H 5.
And we can move with our arrow keys.
Earwig, level 3, I, 5.
Earwig. So you heard that...
Black ant, level 4, H, 5.
Now that woo sound means we move to a different level.
Earwig, level 3, I, 5.
And then the other sound you heard there gives you an audio indication that the tile is eligible for selection. So we're on level 3 right now, and I happen to know from the general layout of the board that there's a whole row of eligible tiles, a whole column of them here. So I'll go ahead and press the down arrow.
Snouted Weevil, level 3, I, 6.
And I'll go another down arrow.
Daddy Longlegs, level 2.
Now I got to the end of the eligible one, so I'm going to go up a few.
Earwig, cutworm, level, mud wasp, cutworm, mud.
Okay, so now I'm going to go left.
Cutworm, level 3, H3.
That one's not eligible.
Red ant, level 3, G3.
Actually, let's get back up to level 4. I'll press a down arrow.
Daddy Longlegs, level 4, G4.
And he's not eligible either.
Spotted mites, level 3, F4.
Okay, so that one's eligible.
Black ant, level 3, F5. Cutworm, level 3, F6.
Now, if I remember right, there is another cutworm, so we'll press the space bar to select this one.
Selected. Scorpion. Black ant. Spotted mites. Level 3.
Go back
three.
To the right.
Daddy long. Azure butterfly. Black Azure butterfly. Level 5.
Now, that level 5 one, it's important to get rid of that one. There's only one tile on level 5, and he's blocking a bunch of... he's blocking 4 of them from being eligible on level 4. So we'll keep that guy in mind because we're going to want to find that one again. So let's go back over here to these other level 3s.
Cutworm, level 3.
Yeah, there's
I
that other
four.
Cutworm, and he is eligible. So I'll press space.
Yup, 2 points.
All right, so now we've actually made some other tiles eligible.
Earwig, level 3, I, 5.
I'll go up arrow.
Azure Butterfly, level 2, I, 4.
All right, let's go back down.
Earwig, level 3. Snouted Weevil, level. Daddy Longlegs, level 2, I, 7.
I'm going to go back up.
Snouted
up,
Earwig,
left.
Level. Black Ant, left. Spotted Mites. Black ant, level 3, F5.
Let's see, I want to find that level 5 one again.
Spotted Daddy Long, Azure Butterfly.
Okay, we need to find another Azure Butterfly. Now, I should point out, too, while we're in the game board, there are more menu options available. Let's go ahead and look at those.
Menu bar, system.
I just pressed Alt to get to the menu.
Menu, help topics, F1.
And, of course, you can read the manual right there with help topics.
Say sub menu.
So then this is the say sub menu.
Where W.
So you can say where you are. You can just press W anytime or go to this menu.
Time elapsed, F4.
Time elapsed.
Hint H.
Now you can get a hint also. So you can either select a tile and find out where the other one is, or don't select a tile and it'll give you ones that you can select. Now, the problem is with a hint, you don't get points for it once you select them and you've asked for a hint.
Score, F3.
So there's our score we can have repeated to us.
Eligible tiles, F5.
You can list out all the eligible tiles, and that might be a easier way to see what's available.
Reminder of selected tile R.
And you can remind what you've got selected, because sometimes you can forget after a while.
Where, W.
And then back to where. So let's back out of this menu and look at the other.
Say submenu. Control submenu.
Now, here's the rest of your controls.
Select tile space bar.
You can select a tile with the space.
Undo previous match. Control plus Z.
Let's talk about this undo for a minute. This is a fairly intricate game, and there's no guarantee that you can actually remove all the tiles. There's a good bit of strategy involved here. So if you find that you removed a couple of tiles and you decided a little later on that it might have been better to remove some different ones, you can actually undo your last move and just keep undoing. So you can try a different way of going about it.
Self-voicing, control plus F12.
And then, of course, there's the self-voicing.
Increase volume, F2.
You can increase the volume.
Decrease volume, shift plus F2. Restore volume, control plus stop/start music, control plus F11. End game and return to menu escape. Select tile, spacebar.
And then back to
controls
select.
Close, alt plus F4.
And we'll get out of this menu.
Leaving menus.
So let's press F5 to listen to all the eligible tiles.
Azure Butterfly, level 5. Trapdoor Spider, level 3. G6. Snouted Weevil, level 3. I6. Black Ant, level 3. F5. Earwig, level 3. I5. Spotted Mites, level 3. F4. Cutworm, level 3. F3. Mud Wasp, level 3. I3. Centipede, level 2. E7. Scorpion, level 2, J7. Azure Butterfly, level 2, E6.
Okay, we see there is another Azure Butterfly. Now, personally, I don't like to use the list all eligible tiles command because it really kind of takes away from the fun of the game. But if you're getting started with it, it may be a good way to help you out. So, to use some strategy with this, I already told you one thing. You know, we went up and down once we got to level 3. Well, you can do the same thing when you get to level 2. So we can press W to tell where we are.
Azure Butterfly, level 5.
Now, we already happen to know that there is another Azure Butterfly eligible. So let's go ahead and remove this.
Selected.
And let's go find that other Azure Butterfly.
Azure Butterfly, level 2, I4.
Now there's one, but he's not eligible.
Daddy Longlegs, level 2, J4.
Now we're on level 2, so we can go up and down.
Black Ant, level 2, J3.
See, we're on the edge of level 2 here.
Monarch Butterfly, level 2. Azure Butterfly, level 1,
There's one, another
J
one, but he's one. Not eligible either. So let's go back down the twos. We're going to hit down arrow.
Monarch Butter, Black Ant, Daddy Long, Centipede, Scorpion, level 2.
Oh, there's two scorpions
seven.
That are.
Scorpion, level 2, J6.
Okay, so let's see. We've got one selected, so we're going to just go ahead and.
Get a life.
Now we'll select this one.
Selected.
Scorpion, we'll select
level.
This one.
Home run, 4 points.
Okay, so let's go back to finding our Azure Butterfly, unless we just happen to run on some more matches.
Red Ant, Banded Lady, Black Ant, level 1, J8.
See, I want to get back to level 2.
Banded Ladybug, level 1, Red Ant, level 1, J6. Centipede, level 2, J5. Daddy Longlegs, level 2, Black Ant, Monarch Butterfly, Azure Monarch
okay,
Butter.
So I'm going to go to the left and look at the other edge.
Cutworm, Spotted Trapdoor, Scorp, Banded Ladybug, level 2, E2. mud, banded, trapdoor, snouted, red ant, azure butterfly.
There it
level
is.
2E6.
So I'll select it.
Selected.
Now we need to go back up to level 5 and find that one that's right in the center. So I'll hit right arrow.
Cutworm. Level 2F6.
And I'm going to hit up arrow.
Black ant. Level 3F5.
So I'm back at level 3. I'll go right arrow.
Spotted mites. Level
4G.
I'm at level 4.
Black ant. Level
4H5.
I'll hit up arrow.
Azure butterfly. Level
5.
And there he is.
All right. 6
points.
Okay, now I've just made a lot more tiles eligible. All these on level 4 should be eligible now.
Daddy Longlegs. Level
4G4.
I'll hit right arrow.
Red ant. Level
4H4.
Hit up arrow.
Cutworm.
Oops, I went level down to level
3. H3.
So I'm going to go back and look at all the ones on level 4. There's actually only 4 on level 4.
Red ant. Level. Black ant. Level
4H.
Hole. Spotted mite. Daddy long legs. Red ant.
So we got
level,
a red ant.
Black ant.
A black
level,
ant.
Spotted mite.
Spotted
daddy
mite.
Daddy long legs.
And a daddy long legs. So let's keep those in mind, and we'll go back down to
spotted
level
mites.
Level
3.
Three
oh, there's four. There's a spotted mite there, so we'll select it.
Selected.
Daddy long legs. Level
4G4.
Spotted mites. Level.
There's the other one.
Fantastic. 8
points.
Okay, so let's see what else we got.
Black ant. Scorpion. Black
got a black ant.
Praying. Black cutworm. Level
cutworm.
2. Black cut. Scorpion. Cutworm.
Yeah, there was another cutworm, so we'll select
selected.
It.
Selected.
We'll go back to the right.
Trapdoor spider. Level
3G6.
Another right.
Whole leaf. Level
3H6.
A right up arrow.
Black ant. Level
4H5.
Red ant. Daddy long leg. Scorpion.
So I forgot what I selected, so let me hit R.
Cutworm.
Level
2F6.
Yeah.
Daddy red ant.
Oh, I guess there was. I was thinking there was another cutworm up here.
Cutworm. Level
3. Oh, there's three, one, but he's not eligible.
Three.
Mud wasp.
So
level
let's go to the
three.
Right.
Cutworm. Level
2. That one's not available
two.
Either.
Black ant. Level top edge. Black ant.
Okay, so I'm at the top edge. Now I'm going to go down.
Cutworm. Mud wasp. Azure butterfly.
Go back up to the right.
Black ant. Level
2.
Ah,
J,
black ant.
Three.
I know there's one of those on level 4, so let me select it. Now, I
not.
Had one selected already, so now let me select it.
Selected.
Now I'm going to go back up to level 4 and find that other black ant.
Mud wasp. Cutworm. Red ant. Level
3.
Cutworm. Level
3. F3.
Oops, I passed by our level 4s.
Red ant. Level 3. Trapdoor spider. Level
2.
Oops, I need
two.
To go down.
Red ant. Daddy long legs. Level
4.
Red ant. Black ant.
There he
level
is.
Bingo! 10
points.
Now, if I can get these other level 4 items off here, that'll even open up some more eligible tiles.
Red ant. Level
4.
Daddy long legs.
So a daddy level. Long legs and a red ant. Let's look for some of those.
Praying man. Snouted weevil. Red ant.
There's
level
one.
Selected.
So we'll select it and we'll go back up to level 4.
Black ant. Level
3.
Scorpion. Daddy long legs. Red ant. Level
4. Good going. 12
points.
Okay, so I think you get the idea. If you are interested in beta testing Tootle Tiles, you may do so by going to the website aph.org/beta, B-E-T-A. You must agree to realize that this is a beta program. We'll assure you that as far as we know, everything's stable and you won't lose any information, but we need you to be aware that this is still in beta. So once you agree to the fact that you know that, you'll be taken to another page where you can download a beta of Tootle Tiles. And we do encourage you to sign up with the Tootle Tiles email list, which you can do by sending a blank email to tootle-subscribe@freelists.org. So that's tootle, T-O-O-D-L-E, -subscribe@freelists.org. Okay, thank you very much. This has been issue 124 of Blind Cool Tech. You may reach us by leaving a comment on our comment line at 206-984-9203. Email us with the address blindcooltech@gmail.com or check us out on our website, blindcooltech.com. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you again next time.